Inside Agriculture market analysis time now. And we defer to Mark Gold of Top Third Ag Marketing, now a Stone X company. From PBS's Market to Market over the weekend, Mark's thinking that soybeans could be the best crop to market this fall.
With the acres cut, that changes the dynamics of this market a little bit. And now you got a carry out 290 projected. If things aren't rosy and we lose just a bushel an acre, now you got a bean market that'll move higher. So certainly, if you're going to be either selling beans off the combine to keep room for corn, look at buying a call option back, because in the next 3 or 4 months, you know, particularly after harvest, we could have something. Now, are the Chinese going to come in after harvest and buy soybeans? It looks at this point we're kind of getting beyond the point of no return. But you know, on Friday we did see a good open number, 196 million bushels. Which was 4 or 5 million more than what they were looking for. So that was good. If we could just pick up the export pace, but we're starting to see countries we haven't really done much business with, you know, getting more excited about buying our products out here. But, you know, they're taking hundreds of thousands of metric tons. Yeah. We need somebody taking millions of metric tons to make a big difference in these markets.
How about the big corn yield number from USDA?
Is it reasonable to think that 188.8 is too high? I believe that's reasonable. These satellites do a good job of picking up color and density and those kind of things, but they're not pulling back the husks and looking at the ears of corn. And when you pull back the husks, there have been some surprises out there, even this early as we're getting toward harvest out here. You know, I look at some of the problems we've had with the black tar, with the tassel wrap, and some of the other things out here. And again, when you have high humidity 24 hours a day, every day for literally weeks on end, and you've got overnight temperatures not getting cool, tells me that there may be something amiss here that we may not know until we actually get into the harvest. And maybe the crop tour will give us a better indication of that. But I think it's reasonable to expect that the government number is just wrong. And that when they actually get into the fields like these guys are gonna do next week, I think they're gonna find some things that aren't quite as great as they think that they're going to see. And when they make the adjustments for that, are they going to knock a 188.8 down to 183? No, they're not going to do that. Can they knock it down to 185, 186? They can, and that's a significant cut. That takes off of that 2 billion bushel carryout. So hopefully the lows are in. Well, I think we'll know more next week.
How much of last year's corn crop is still on the farm?
I still think there's a lot of corn out there in the bin. Everybody kept waiting for $5 corn, then they were going to sell it. Best we got in February and March was up to, I think, $4.75. As these prices have eroded, we haven't seen much selling. That tells me that there's got to be some decisions made. And again, my point, it looks like we may be in a position now to chase the funds in, particularly if that yield isn't great from the crop tour. We could see the funds cover. Now, they've only got about 130,000 left, down from about 180, but it's been coming down, and that's what we saw here this week. If we can get it anywhere close, and, you know, guys, don't wait till the report comes out and says, yeah, they're, you know, they've finally gotten out of everything. You know, we get to 30, 40,000 shorts. That's a good enough rally that you got to be making some kind of marketing move out here. So I hope the lows are in, at least before harvest, if we get this rally. But then at harvest, how much do they sell on 24? What are they going to do with 25? Are they going to bag it? Who knows what they're going to do out here? We need some help. We need to get rid of it now is the issue. And I think that could be a problem that'll push prices back lower one more time, maybe not to new lows, but I think they'll come back down again. If you got anywhere near a 185 to a 190 corn crop out there, that's not market manipulation. That's American farmers planting more and more corn and finally seeing great rains and letting these genetics give you a boost. That's not market manipulation. And I don't see that these markets are being manipulated by anything other than supply and demand, which is what it's supposed to do. So, you know, what do you do now? It's tough. You know, when I was here last time, corn was about 350, 340. I said, you know, buy some kind of cheap put, like a 420 or something for a dime. Well, it turned out those puts were worth some good money out here. And you got to look for the opportunity to roll those puts down when you can. We've had the one time we had a marketing opportunity in January, February, and March Farmers didn't take advantage of it. We've had the big break. I think maybe we get a chance to go back up to that level, but I think that'll be about it. If we're lucky, we'll get to those levels. And I think you've got to take advantage when we get there. I don't see new highs in this corn market unless the president comes out and says E15 year round, and we really need to ramp up here. That would be helpful. But just on its own supply and demand, without a deal, we've made these lows. Maybe we can bounce now. But look for the next good marketing opportunity.
Mark Gold of Top Third on Market to Market over the weekend. Now the weather forecast next on Inside Agriculture.